This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Sapna Katri. Two Missouri schools are among several historically black colleges and universities nationwide receiving grants from the U.S. Department of Education. The Missouri schools are Lincoln University in Jefferson City, which received a grant of nearly $2.3 million, and Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis, which received about $1.5 million. The department says it's distributing nearly $228 million in five-year grants to schools in 19 states to help them in several areas, including academic resources and building endowments. Classrooms in New Franklin, Missouri got a visit from members of the U.S. Department of Education. Assistant Deputy Secretary for Innovation and Improvement Jim Shelton wanted a firsthand look at the eMINS approach to education. eMINS, Enhancing Missouri's Instructional Network Teaching Strategies, is a professional development program created by the University of Missouri. The New Franklin School District implemented the eMINS program about 10 years ago. It promotes inquiry-based learning as well as an increased focus on using technology. Shelton says he was excited by what he saw in New Franklin.
Oftentimes in my professional career, I encounter adults who don't know how to organize a group activity to get work done, and you see these fifth graders learning those skills at this stage and frankly doing a lot better job than I see what a lot of adults do. That tells me that we're going beyond the kind of the basic skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic and teaching kids the skills they're going to need for the rest of their lives.
Shelton says the New Franklin School District serves as a model working with other districts that want to implement eMINS strategies. He hopes to see eMINS and other programs like it grow across the country. The Jefferson City Council approved the 2013 city budget on Monday. Councilman Ralph Bray says it took the council over a month to come up with a $31 million budget.
We were able to be more efficient by making cuts through all the different departments and kind of redirect some funds to programs that needed funding and programs that are working and making Jefferson City a better place to live.
Some of those programs include personnel, public safety, and the transit system. Bray says the new budget looks a lot like previous years, only differing in minor funding cuts to programs. Representative Todd Akin says the U.S. should suspend aid to Egypt because of the attack on the U.S. embassy and the repeated burning of American flags by Egyptians. Akin said in a statement today that the fact that the embassy attack occurred on September 11th suggests it was planned and not spontaneous. He said if Egypt were a good ally, it should have better protected the U.S. embassy. Akin said U.S. aid to Egypt should be suspended until the Egyptian government takes corrective action to restore its relationship with the United States. A six-month government funding bill pending in Congress would allow almost $130 million a month in military and economic aid to Egypt. Akin, a Republican, is challenging Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill in the November elections. MU School of Nursing will receive a $150,000 grant to educate additional nurses. Governor Jay Nixon made the announcement at the MU Sinclair School of Nursing today and was joined by university leadership, faculty, and students pursuing a nursing degree. In 2009, Nixon launched the Caring for Missourians initiative to increase the number of nurses, physicians, dentists, and other health professionals being educated at Missouri's public colleges and universities.
This year, we're awarding additional seven grants that will create 180 more openings for students to pursue a degree in these high-demand fields. Today, I'm pleased to announce that the University of Missouri is one of those recipients.
Nixon says he's committed to working with the General Assembly to sustain funding for the program. For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Katri.